This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at gracecurlyshow.com. Enjoy the podcast.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston.
We got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. Big news today. First from Charlie Baker announcing that the mask mandates can be lifted in schools. We actually have a list of a lot of schools that are already deciding to do that. Milton High is one of them. That's my hometown. I didn't go to Milton High, but I'm happy to see that the kids who I see going to school every day will not have to wear masks. And of course, just a reminder that all these politicians keep telling you, you can still wear a mask if you want to. They want to drill that point home. If you choose to wear a mask, we will support you.
Yes. And Jeff Riley from DESE was very, very strong about making sure that people who want to wear masks feel included and aren't ridiculed.
Right. And there's no reason to believe that they would be. I mean, if anything, there's reason to believe that if you don't wear a mask, you will be ostracized, probably from your teacher. You'll probably get yelled at by your teacher. If we've seen anything over the past couple of months, it's that. Now, this all brings me to, and we're going to talk a little bit about the masks here, but I want to move on to some updates from the Zuckerless CNN. So let's do a little bit, Jared, if we could, of journalism in the news.
And now, news.
Very fake news.
I see a lot of excellent journalism being done.
Give me the press.
I'm not sure, to be honest.
How can you ask a question when you don't know the press?
He said that journalists make up stories and make up sources.
As a journalist, I don't really like being the story here.
Very fake news.
And many of your compatriots had to change the reporting and they had to apologize and they had to correct.
This is a golden age of journalism in a lot of ways.
Mr. Biden, what flavor did you get? News.
So as we're seeing this shift with Democrat politicians who are now saying, you know, I think it's time to loosen up the restrictions and take the masks off of kids, a lot of former grandma killers and tinfoil hatters and boomer rubes like myself are saying, what took you so long? We're all screaming and pulling our hair out. Bonchi, who's a writer from Red State, put this really well. He said, never forget that just 5 days ago, the national press had a meltdown over Glenn Youngkin not wearing a mask in a grocery store that didn't require masks. 5 days ago. Now they are praising Democrats for lifting mask mandates. In fact, Ted Lieu was really heaping praise on Governor Hairgel, a.k.a. Governor Gavin Newsom, for, you know, ushering in normalcy. As if we all haven't witnessed the banana land that is California for the past 2 years. But this is true. And actually, we played that audio of Glenn Youngkin being at a grocery store and some Karen harassing him. And she, I think, was it in Alexandria?
Yes.
And she said, you know, read the room, Governor.
You're in Alexandria now.
Right. And it just goes to show you, and this is kind of a point that I was trying to make in the first hour, which is there are some people who, at this point, it doesn't matter what Aaron Burnett or Stacey Abrams or Brian Stelter or Oliver Darcy tell them, or even Dr. Fauci. They are focused on something bigger. You know, it's a higher cause. So I don't think the Democrats realize that by programming people and like brainwashing people into being these Karen-like zombies, into being these mask-focused humans, that they were going to lose the plot. It reminds me of all those sci-fi movies where the zombies turn on you, or the robot, Frankenstein, it turns on you and you're like, whoa, no, I created you. Listen to me. And then you realize, oh no, I've created a monster. And that is what we are going to see in certain places. For a lot of people, this mask, these mitigation efforts have really filled an emptiness inside of them, and it's filled a hole in their lives, and this is now their personality. But it's important to remember that this was all helped by the mainstream media. And that's the perfect example. 5 days ago, Glenn Youngkin, bad for taking his mask off. 5 days later, Gavin Newsom, good for loosening up mask restrictions. Now, Jared, let's hear, this is from the Washington Free Beacon. I'm guessing it's like a supercut. This is cut 13, which really encapsulates all that we're talking about. Cut 13.
In Virginia, the new Republican governor, Glenn Youngkin, the man on your screen, is defending his executive order, which allows parents to decide if they want their kids to wear masks in school.
Glenn Youngkin campaigned as if he were an ordinary suburban fleece-wearing dad with moderate and inoffensive views.
Youngkin did exactly what a Republican does when they get into power. Let's look at what's going on. Let's move this state back 50 years.
Virginia Governor and Trump in training, Glenn Youngkin.
In COVID politics makes a lot of Republican governors stupid.
We know Glenn Youngkin's true colors. It's that. It's MAGA red.
New Jersey, Delaware, Connecticut, Oregon, and California all moved to relax their mask mandates.
These are all states led by Democrats in once hard-hit COVID zones, and they seem to be decisions driven by science, not politics.
The reaction so far has been broadly, if not overwhelmingly, positive.
The facts are great. We're headed in the right direction, as I think we hoped we would be.
More signs that country is pushing to get back to normal.
That the responsibility should shift from a government mandate imposed from the state or the local district or the school. Rather, it should shift to an individual responsibility by the family.
This follows what the governor in Pennsylvania has done. The governor in Colorado has started to dismantle a lot of those rules. New York, Connecticut, they're also looking at similar rules.
I mean, this makes your head spin, right? I mean, it's so political.
Wow. In the words of Molly Hemingway, if you listen closely, you might be able to detect a slight difference in the coverage from the press. But you got to listen really, really closely. It's hard to tell. And this is something that we will keep talking about throughout the course of the day. If you want to weigh in, feel free. It's 844-500-4242. But I don't think anyone's buying it. Now, I do want to cover another big story that's happening in the mainstream media. Selfishly, this is the one that brings me the most entertainment. I could read, I hope I get one story about this for the rest of my life. That's how much I love this Zucker chaos that is ensuing at CNN.
That's the truth.
I know it shouldn't, but it brings me a lot of joy. And it's been a tough couple of years, so I'm just going to enjoy it while I can. This is from Page Six. Chris Cuomo wants as much as $60 million from CNN amid the Jeff Zucker exit. Yikes. Chris Cuomo isn't backing down in his battle with CNN following the ouster of his boss, Jeff Zucker. Multiple sources tell Page Six. So, you know, take that with a grain of salt. Multiple sources tell Page Six.
It's an infamous fake.
That he's ready to dig his heels in by claiming that Zucker not only knew about his dealings with the governor, but that the network boss had his own inappropriate dealings with Andrew. And he is prepared to demand not the $18 million left on his contract, but as much as $60 million. Now here's the quote that keeps getting floated around the Hamptons. He wants Megyn Kelly money, a source told Page Six. His camp believes that Zucker wasn't fired for an inappropriate relationship with Allison Gelust. Everybody knew about that and nobody cared. That seems obvious. What he believes happened is Warner Media found something in their investigation. Now, this is the part I want everyone to listen to, okay? What Fredo Cuomo believes is that Warner Media found something in their investigation into Chris Cuomo, perhaps internal memos or documents which revealed more about Zucker's involvement with Andrew Cuomo, and Gullist was just a convenient excuse. Now, I believe that, but I want to change it slightly. Perhaps internal memos or documents which revealed more about Zucker's involvement with any of the scandals at CNN. I don't know if this only has to do with Andrew Cuomo. I have a feeling that this could have to do, I mean, CNN has no shortage of scandals. You just name one. Tubin, the creepy producers. Who knows what these internal memos could have revealed? We need a leak. We need a leak and we need it bad. Chris intends to fight for every dollar on his contract. Heh heh. I support him in that endeavor. And Zucker had he contends that had Zucker not orchestrated a bleep job on him, he could ask for as much as $80 million, but CNN isn't going to pay that. But there's an argument he could ask for as much as $60 million. Chris is telling people in the Hamptons that he was wrongfully fired, humiliated. His career has been ruined, and he wants Megyn Kelly money. Now, I just want to add in here, if Don Lemon was upset that Chris was going to get $9 million, I can't imagine how angry he's going to be if he hears about $60
million. He's going to be back to doing shots on the air, Don Lemon, at that point.
Yeah, he's going to be singing the blues. When all of this finally comes out, it will put an end to the big cry fest going on at CNN over Zucker's ousting. I know I say
damn, this. Jeffrey Toobin?
At least Pee-wee Herman was in an X-rated theater. I know I say this every day, but I think it's worth repeating because I'm not hearing it enough. There shouldn't be a cry fest happening, period. Your boss was fired. If I were the guy at CNN, I know I keep doing this, but if I were him, I would say you guys shouldn't even be wondering why he was fired. I shouldn't have to answer to you as to why he was fired. He was fired. If you've ever worked at a company and your boss gets fired, do you get to go into the new boss and say, excuse me, I have a list of questions for you, sir. I'm very skeptical of you and I'm grieving right now. Your new boss would be like, hey, what's your name again? Okay. Good to know. Go back to your cubicle. You might be getting an email in a couple minutes. And while Zucker has previously said CNN wouldn't pay Chris any severance, Jason Kilar, he's the new CEO from WarnerMedia, has been much more coy on the subject, saying he wouldn't comment on personnel matters. We wouldn't want that. Now that Zucker is out, some people seem to think that Chris Cuomo has lost the leverage he had over CNN. I don't think so. I tend to say no.
It's a pretty interesting leverage where he's like, yeah, no, I did some really scummy, illegally journalistic bad things, but that guy was worse and he owes me money because of it.
Yeah. Hey, huh? I think it could work. It's so crazy. It just might work. But insiders in Cuomo's camp point to the litigation hold letter his attorney, Brian Friedman, fired off to general counsel at CNN and WarnerMedia the day after Chris was fired. The letter doesn't mention Zucker's relationship with Glust, but does direct CNN staff to preserve any documents related to the investigation of the former governor and any appearance by Andrew Cuomo on Chris's show, which was more than a dozen times. In other words, I think he said, I know how involved Zucker was. I have the documentation to prove that he was involved in setting up these interviews. So nobody better hit the delete button on those because that could be my payout. They plan to force out evidence that could prove Andrew Cuomo's alleged close ties to Zucker. When Cuomo does officially file his claim, legal sources point out that CNN's chief defense witness would be Zucker, who does not have to appear to be questioned and likely won't. The first source added, will WarnerMedia just settle to make all of this go away ahead of the merger? Or will it risk more embarrassing documents and details coming to light through Cuomo's legal action? You guys know which one I want. Risk it. Risk it. Take the risk. What do you have to lose?
Don't let Chris Cuomo win.
Come on. Stand tough. Stand tall.
Be on Team Lemon.
Oh, well, this makes me happy. It looks like we have more juicy tidbits to come. 844-500-4242. When we get back, I have a hilarious fact check from Snopes. You heard about Joe Biden's administration giving out, what was it, crack pipes? Well, we have an update on that because you might have not got the full story.
Crack, you never go back.
We'll take your calls when we return. If you're looking for that perfect winter getaway on Cape Cod, then you need to think of the Nauset Beach Inn. You can cozy up next to the warm fireplace and take in the ocean view from every room. It's pet friendly too. If you're worried about COVID, it's the perfect hotel. It has contact-free check-in and check-out. Each room is spacious with two queen-size beds, and the Nauset Beach Inn is the only hotel inside the Cape Cod National Seashore for oceanfront weddings. Rooms go fast at $119 a night, so book early at thenausetbeachinn.com. Jared actually went to the Nauset Beach Inn. He came back and couldn't stop bragging about it, showing us pictures, but it did look beautiful, I have to admit.
Yeah, and when they say it's inside the beach, it is on the beach. You are in whatever room you're in, you are steps from the beach. It's fantastic. I went early December. Winter on the Cape is great.
It really is.
Winter at the Nauset Beach Inn is phenomenal. The sky is clear. You can see the stars at night. You can watch the sunrise. You can watch the sunset uninterrupted. You can see the moon rise, which is great. The rooms are quiet. It's very tranquil. And being outside next to that fire pit, just watching the ocean is, there's nothing like it.
And it really breaks things up. I think this time of year can really feel like a long haul. So it's nice to do something fun and special for yourself. Rooms go fast at $119.99 a night. So book early at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com. We will be right back with all of your calls. Don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Boris Johnson also announced that the government will end the last domestic COVID restrictions, including the legal requirement to self-isolate if you test positive. He was one of those guys who, once he got caught at the BYOB party, decided, this really isn't that fun. You know what? We're going to pull the plug on all this. But again, the result was good, so can't complain. Just kind of a hypocritical. And also, the Alberta premier ends vaccine passport program effective midnight tonight.
That's three provinces.
Now, what's going on with Mayor Wu? Did she also end the vaccine passport? I thought I read that, but can you double check that for me?
I have not seen that. I will double check it.
Let's go to Cindy. You're next with Grace on The Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Cindy.
Yes, my name is Cindy, and I'm just calling to let the voters know and not to forget that this is an election year. So you have all these liberal town and federal employees. They're up for election. They need to lighten up on the mask and the mandate so then they know they're not getting elected. But as we know, Biden isn't lighting up. They're going against him, so he says. So people need to know, if you don't like your local and federal government's protocols right now, you need to go out and vote against them, because after the elections, these liberals are going to go quicker and harder on you for mandates. They're only lightening up to be re-elected. So please, everyone, go and vote against these liberals and protect our country.
But Cindy, Cindy, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you think people, and I agree with you 100% that this is politically motivated, all of these changes, but do you think people will be relieved of these COVID restrictions and then forget about the last 2 years when they go to vote? I'm asking honestly, because I almost think that they played it a little too cute by half, and now people are going to go in there and still remember the damage that was done.
Well, let me tell you, I am hoping so. For our country, I am hoping that their memory is longer than 2 weeks. But, you know, you see these people, they time after time vote for Pelosi or vote Democrat or vote for liberals every single time. And you wonder, wait a minute, you know, didn't you walk down the street for 2 years and see drugs and needles being pushed everywhere? Please, guys, I hope their memories are longer, but I'm putting it on Facebook, my residence page, everywhere. I want everyone to remember.
God bless you. God bless you, Cindy. Keep it up. Keep it up. I agree with you. I hope it's not 2 weeks to flatten the memory of the American people. I hope we're not like goldfish. God, it is easy to forget things. I understand that. But we have to remember what has been done over the last 2 years. And actually, this is a perfect time for Jared to read a tweet here. Jesse Kelly was asking people, what are some things in your life that have been ruined over the last 2 years? And he was asking so that he could read them later on. But Donald J. Trump responded. Do we have that, Jared? His response was perfect. Give me one sec here. We're just waiting on this. Because he really did lay out not only the damage, but what this pandemic ushered in. And
yes, okay, so
let's hear it.
Jesse Kelly, if you had something awful happen to you as a result of COVID restrictions, reply. I'm going to read them on the radio show tonight. Donald Trump Jr. I'll take a shot. COVID was weaponized to put a dementia-riddled idiot as POTUS. And since then, we've had Afghanistan, Russian pipelines, no change in COVID as promised, supply chain issues, insane inflation, and more to come as we're only a quarter of the way in. You're welcome. And Jesse just replied, oof.
2 weeks to ruin the country. All right, we'll be right back with your calls. 844-500-4242. Crack pipes up next.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. This is our last few segments before Toby Leary joins us in the 2 o'clock, so feel free to call in now. It's 844-500-4242. Let's do the poll question. Today's poll question is brought to you by Gold Co. You can trust the team at Gold Co. to help protect and grow your wealth. Call 855-965-6369 to request your free Protecting Your Wealth kit that uncovers the secrets your financial advisor won't tell you. That's 855-965-6369. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Will pivoting on COVID save the Democrats in the midterms?
And no.
To 92% now say no.
Not good enough. I want 100%. At least 99% is acceptable right now. If you think that this pivot is going to trick people, you have less faith in the American public than I do.
You're like Randy Weingarten. You want to get to zero yes.
Zero yes. Zero transmission of yes in this poll, please. All right. Now, Jared, we talked a little bit yesterday about the crazy story about crack pipes. And, you know, maybe this
crack,
is just...
Crack, you never go back.
Maybe this is just a Grace Curley thing, but when I see crack pipes in the news, what can I say? I'm a sucker for the crack pipe. I click on the story. The clickbait works. And at first I thought this has to be Babylon Bee. This has to be, you know, The Onion. But no, there was a story about how the HHS was going to give out safer smoking kits to drug users.
I probably smoke more Parmesan cheese than anyone.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll be going on any of the shows to lend his expertise. Maybe he can sit next to Jeffrey Toobin on CNN and they can both be analysts of their...
Damn! Jeffrey Toobin?
They're such skilled commentators. But Snopes wanted to fact check this. And anyone who listens to this show, anyone who's read my columns knows that I have some major gripes with the fact checkers, because fact checking used to be yes or no. And now there's like 50 shades of gray. And we always make fun of how they phrase things. And this case, this is one of the worst fact checks I've ever seen. So I want to give credit where credit is due. Dan McGill from Snopes is the author of this horrid fact check. And we're going to read it. Now, here's the question that he's fact-checking. Did the Biden administration fund crack pipes to advance racial equity? ? News reports in February 2022 grossly misrepresented the facts about a federal harm reduction program. All right, so I'm expecting to hear some breaking news here. This is going to be like the science has evolved type situation where we get a lot of new data that we hadn't heard before. Now, here's the claim. In early 2022, the Biden administration endeavored to advance racial equity by distributing crack pipes to drug users. Their rating? Not false, not true, but mostly false. Now, first, they tell us what's true, because they're all so honest, these fact checkers. They want to give you the information that is kind of true, that might lead you to believe this big lie. Here's the true part. In 2022, a U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Substance Abuse Harm Reduction grant did require recipients to provide safer smoking kits to existing drug users. Wow, that feels like it's a lot of the truth of the original question, doesn't
it? With all due respect, you don't know what you're talking about.
Once again, Grace, you are completely confusing the subject. But seriously, that first sentence feels like the fact check, right? Someone tell Dan the fact check's over. You did it. Check. Move on to the next one. No, he's not done yet, Jared. In distributing grants, priority would be given to applicants serving historically underserved communities. However, and this is where we get to the next section. What's false? Here's what Snopes is declaring makes this original claim false. This was just one of around 20 components of the grant program, and far from its most prominent or important one, despite being the primary focus of outraged news reports. Hold on a second. That does
missed
not
it by that much.
Just because conservatives are pouncing and seizing and weaponizing on a part of this grant program that they find appalling does not make it not true. Just because you wish people didn't notice it, that you wish this pork went under the radar, does not make it false. It just makes it inconvenient for you.
So the fact check that the claim is false is because it's not the biggest and only part of
and
the
that's according to them.
Program.
That's their opinion that it's not the biggest part of the program. I might look at this program, Grace Curley might look at it and say, you know what, I think the most eye-popping part of this, I think the biggest takeaway is that we are funding crack pipes for drug users.
Pouncer. Caesar.
But they would declare that false because in their minds, they know what is the most important and prominent part of this grant.
That's like saying you have lung cancer and prostate cancer and a little bit of brain cancer, but it's not really the big component, so therefore you don't have cancer.
And if you talk about that component, you're spreading fake news. It gets better. It gets better. The purpose of the program was to reduce harm and the risk of infection among drug users, not to advance racial equity. Although that was a secondary consideration.
Oh my God.
It's a joke. It's such a joke. I can't believe these people can even type this out.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
These keyboard warriors are insane. Like, you are defending a grant that provides safer smoking kits and I think safer sex kits. I read that as well.
Probably.
But don't take my word on that. I don't want to get fact checked by this dude, Dan McGillis. You're defending it because in your mind, everyone's missing the more important parts of it. You guys aren't paying attention to all the good stuff. You're focusing on the bad stuff. Hey, if I choose to focus on the stupidest part of one of Biden's plans, that does not make what I'm saying false.
It is still a part.
Maybe I'm not as happy and as positive as the rest of the Baghdad Bobs that make up D.C., but I can still focus on what I choose to focus on. It does not make it false. Snopes. What a joke Snopes is. I can't even with these people. Ugh. I read that fact check and I was like, are you joking me? Why do they even call themselves fact checkers anymore? They should just call themselves whiners. Well, we're whining. This is mean.
Okay, yes, Mom, I knocked over the lamp and it broke. But you're missing the larger point here, that my intention was just to play football in the house. There was no intention to knock the lamp over. Therefore, the lamp is not broken.
Jared, I can't even...
Like, what's wrong with you?
I couldn't even make an analogy to explain how stupid this is. That's how lost I am on this. But something they won't fact check, which they should, or something the media won't even cover, is the video showing Canadian great-granddad who's 78 years old being arrested for honking his horn in support of the Freedom Convoy truckers. Did you see this?
I did.
The retired school janitor later told the Toronto Sun that he was so sore after suffering cuts and bruises on his arms and hands, shoulders and knees during his arrest. This is what he did. This is why they had to arrest the 78-year-old man. I just gave the trucker a thumbs up and a honk. Charles Boy, that's his last name, who was doubly vaccinated and not one of the protesters, said he was ultimately given a $118 bylaw ticket for unnecessary noise, claiming the cops told him he was in trouble for honking the horn. This is Trudeau, man. He would be so proud of this 78-year-old man being brought to his knees to be arrested for honking his horn.
Yeah, well, now they're talking about, you know, not exactly going after children, but now they're saying children of truckers or children of people who support the truckers are in danger because of that. So they're looking at possibly trying to remove the children from the situation. So please go try to take children away from this freedom convoy. See the optics of that.
Oh my gosh.
Send shock troops in to pull kids out.
I've got to imagine they don't care about the optics anymore. I was going to do a little Jen Psaki here, but I'm actually going to skip it because we're on a trend of ridiculous news. I wanted to tell you something that I had to read this a few times. So Adele is being slammed, and she was being slammed earlier this month because she canceled her Las Vegas residency. She didn't tell people until they were like on the planes there. But now she's being slammed for something much worse.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Gird your loins, Jared. Adele slammed for telling gender-neutral award show that she loves being a woman. Yeah, we might have to use Howie's microaggression for that one, because that is just unacceptable. The singer made the remark at Tuesday's Brit Awards as she collected the prize for Artist of the Year. And that's a new category because they've merged old Best Male and Best Female Artist Awards into one award category.
Birthing people.
This is what she said. This is what Adele said. And I'm disappointed. She said, I understand why the name of this award has changed, but I really love being a woman and being a female artist. I do, she said to huge cheers.
You better watch your microaggressions, bro.
I'm really proud of us. I really, really am. And then just like that, the tide had turned. Please, I'm going to read you some of the tweets. She said, I love being a woman. This is what it sparked. Please, no, Adele, can't be a TERF. A TERF means like someone who's anti-transgender people. Who would have thought Adele was a transphobe and would use her platform to call for the destruction of the trans community, especially the confused teenagers? Other people complained that they'd lost a lot of respect for Adele for saying she loves being a woman. It's just, everything's fine. Everything's fine, everyone. We haven't completely lost our minds. March 16th is looming around the corner, and I say looming because this is when the Federal Reserve will gather for their key March meeting, and there could be a devastating announcement on its way. Founder of Manward Press, industry watchdog, and expert investor Andy Snyder is predicting a big announcement following the scheduled Fed meeting on March 16th. It could change America forever and have many Americans unloading their investments and running to the bank. With just one move, the popular asset in America could suddenly be on its way to being illegal. Right now, it is time to prepare. Get Andy Snyder's shockproof wealth kit and the simple three-step plan you need to put in place now to help protect your family and your wealth. Learn more at historicwealthevent.com. That's historicwealthevent.com. Learn the simple three steps you need to take now. See how to get your free shockproof wealth kit and learn more at historicwealthevent.com. We will be right back with more. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. She's a master at pouncing, weaponizing, and seizing.
To give you a reference point, I'm somewhere between a snake and a mongoose. And a panther.
She's Grace Curley.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. I'm very excited. Steve Anzoni is joining me from Fairway Financial, and we have a lot to talk about. Steve, thanks so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome. How are you?
I'm good, Steve. The economy and the markets right now are very volatile. Every day we're hearing different things. Jen Psaki was just bragging the other day about how Biden has reduced the gas prices by 10 cents. What are you seeing right now, and what's your advice to people who are trying to find their way through this crazy time?
It is a crazy time, and I equate this to, you know, when there's an earthquake out there, you get tremors first. And we've seen a lot of tremors going on, and I've seen this in 2000, I've seen it in 2008, and I've seen it again now. So what concerns me is the economy is a little shaky right now. The markets are certainly reflecting that. And if anyone is at or nearing retirement right now, you've got a really critical decision to make, because I feel that the earthquake is coming real soon. And what I mean by that is inflation is actually looking like it's getting even higher. And if you're at that retirement point and the market corrects like it did in 2009 and 2000, you might not be able to retire for a very long time. So what I'm advising my clients to do right now is to really take a hard look at their portfolio and, you know, inflation-proof it and certainly protect it from any downsides that might be coming in the near future.
Now, you're talking about people who are getting very close to retirement, but what about people who still have like 10 or 20 years or 30 years left of working? Is there ways that they can kind of figure this out so they don't take as big of a hit, or is it just kind of what's going to happen?
Yeah, you know, if you're that, if you got that much time on your side, time is good. It is a good thing. And the way I equate it is, if you're going to be investing monthly, particularly in 401ks and retirement plans, go ahead and keep doing what you're doing. If the market drops, you're going to be able to buy more of it. It's called dollar cost averaging. And you don't, you're not the ones who need to be worried. It's the ones who are maybe 5 years away, 3 years away, 2 years away. Those are the ones who really need to take a hard look and really protect that nest egg. You know, I will say this. If you are younger right now, I would certainly consider doing tax-free investing and not deferred. And what I mean by that, Grace, is consider Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks, and believe it or not, tax-free life insurance, because you can contribute to a life insurance plan and use the cash values for income tax-free. So that's why I encourage younger generation to do. For other folks, you know, in their 50s or early 60s, this is a very, very important time to do a quick health check on your retirement plan to make sure it's going to be there for you when you retire and try to make it as, well, tax efficient as possible. We have a 4-year window right now, Grace, when taxes are at their lowest they've been in 30 years. Believe it or not, with all the negativity that's going on out there, we have the lowest tax brackets for the last 30 years. Take advantage of that. And what I mean by that is pay the smallest amount of tax you can possibly pay going forward now and for the rest of your retirement.
I'm speaking with Steve Anzoni from Fairway Financial. What other advice do you have for people, Steve, who are trying to protect their wealth from not just the volatility of the market, but also from taxes?
Yeah, taxes are on sale right now, Grace. And like I tell my clients and I tell people at my workshops, who doesn't love a good sale, right? And right now, you can literally pay pennies on the dollar, depending on your tax bracket as it stands, and pay a little bit now and have complete control of your money in the future and literally disinherit the IRS from your income and from whatever legacy you want to create for your children and or grandchildren. So that's the play, is to be very, very proactive. And I've written a couple of reports on how you can achieve that.
Now, Steve, where can people contact you if they have questions about this or they want to reach out?
Well, the best number is 508-552-3230, or they can visit on fairwayfinancial.net and request those reports.
Now, Steve, on my show, we criticize the Biden administration a lot for their decisions they've made, whether it be, you know, adding so much money into the economy and causing inflation. But have you seen anything that they've done that you've gone, oh, this is good. This is good news.
I'm a positive guy by nature, and I'm really trying to find the good news. You know, it's just unfortunate what's going on. As inflation is kind of going a little out of control, the Feds are definitely going to correct that by increasing they're going to have some hikes on the interest rates, and you know that may help relieve a little bit of the going to the bank and watching your 0.01 money disappear with inflation. That may help, but you know, there isn't really a lot of positivity other than, you know, Loudoun County in Virginia, I think, won a nice case the other day with their kids going in there saying, we will not wear masks anymore. And that was really kind of awesome to watch.
Yes, Steve Anzoni, that answer was a long way of saying, no, I have seen no positivity with the Biden administration. Steve, give your website one more time.
It's fairwayfinancial.net.
All right. Thank you so much. Everyone, Two-Way Tuesdays is coming up next. I want full lines, 844-500-4242.